让我们能够听见你的话，把这点时间交在你手里，靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us your precious word, and so now as we continue to commit this time to you, that you may bless our time together. And we pray all these things in your own precious name.
Amen. 我们刚才已经读到，注意到，就是马太福音十三章是解释整本马太福音最重要的一章。
Just as we mentioned that Matthew 13 is the key passage that explains the whole entire Matthew Gospel.
原来主告诉我们说，这是天国的奥秘。
And the Lord revealed to us that this is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
而且是从创世以来所隐藏的奥秘。
And that is.I'm concealed right from the beginning of the world.
在主以前没有人看见。
And before the Lord, nobody sees that.
所以是我们的主把它解开的。
And it's our Lord who reveals that to us.
所以主说门徒们是有福的。
And so the Lord says, blessed are the disciples.
他们的眼睛有福，因为他们看见了。
Yeah, blessed are their eyes because they have seen.
他们的耳朵有福了，因为他们听见了。
Blessed are the ears because they have heard.
那为什么是奥秘呢？
Why do we refer that as a mystery?
奥秘不是说人什么都没有看见。
Mystery doesn't mean that man has not seen.
好像瞎子摸象一样。
It is not like the blind touching.
有的人摸到他的鼻子。
Some the blind touches the nose.
他说这是像水管一样。
So it's just like a water pipe.
如果你摸到了大象的肚子。
And if it was to touch the belly of the elephant.
那你说象像个鼓一样。
And that you say that it is just like a big boat.
都对。
They are all correct.
但也都不对。
And they were all wrong.
原因在哪里呢？
What's the problem?
就是他们没有看见那个象的全貌。
They have not seen the entire elephant.
你就看到象的全貌，你才能把象看得清楚。
Only that we have seen the entire elephant, then we will understand how the elephant.
那你今天读很多关于国度的书。
And that we have read on many books regarding the kingdom of heaven.
他们都有圣经的根据。
They are according to the biblical references.
但是你看见他们所讲的国度。其实呢，不是国度的全貌。
And they, what they have touched on is not the entire kingdom of heaven.
因着他们所看见，他们要把很多圣经里面所记载的把它丢在一边。
And because they have seen all this, they will also discard many verses from the Bible.
所以，如果你把圣经里面所给我们的资讯通通放在一起
，And even with the example, gather all the information given in the Bible.
我们应该可以看见天国的全貌才对。
That we will be able to see the entire kingdom.
比方说，在教会历史里面
，And perhaps in the history of the church.
许多时候讲到神的国的时候
，And many a time it touches on the kingdom of God.
他特别讲到神怎样在我们心里掌权
，And it emphasizes that how God has reigned in our heart.
他把神国、天国外面的通通把它放下了
，And that they have put down all the things refers to the kingdom.
你不能说他是错的
，We can't say that it's wrong.
他说什么时候神在我心中作王，这个就是国度开始了。
And the beginning of the kingdom refers to the moment that God reigns in my heart.
这是真的。
And that is true.
那么也有人认为说
，And there are some who think that
这是很大的进步。
And that is a great improvement.
神的国呢和主耶稣发生关系。
And the kingdom of God has so closely related with Jesus Christ.
那神的国就主耶稣一进到我们的时间，一进到我们的空间里面。
And the moment that the Lord Jesus enter into our time, enter into our space,
那神的国就在我们中间了。
And the kingdom of God is in our midst.
你看这个解释也是不错的。
And that is also a good explanation.
那么还有人认为说，圣经里面讲到这个国神的国的时候
，And there are some who touches on when they mention about the kingdom of God.
或者天国的话
，We're talking about the kingdom of heaven.
那一定是指着将来说的。
And it refers to the future.
指着将来千年国度来说的。
It refers to the millennium kingdom.
达比就是这样主张的。
And this is what our brother David thinks.
所以达比认为说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And so he says the kingdom of heaven is near that you need to confess.
达比就觉得说，那个时候呢，主耶稣是把天国应许给了以色列人、犹太人。
Then David thinks that God has given the promise of the kingdom of heaven to the Israelites.
那结果呢，他们拒绝了我们的主。
And that they have rejected our God.
本来呢，这个天国应该是他们的。
And you know, originally this kingdom belongs to them.
结果因为他们拒绝的缘故。
And because they have rejected.
所以呢，他就把天国就延，就 postpone, 就迟延了。
And so the kingdom was postponed.
本来千年国应该就在主耶稣那时候出现。
We know that millennial kingdom is supposed to appear during the time of Jesus.
因为他们不相信，所以呢就把国度就往后推了。
And because of their unbelief, this kingdom was postponed.
所以大卫他们说。
And this is why the group.
所以马太五章、六章、七章不是给基督徒的。
And so Matthew 5, 6, 7, they are not given to Christians.
是给犹太人的。
And that they are given specially.
如果他们那个时候接受主耶稣的 offer.
And at that time, it was received, accept Jesus' offer.
那么他们就要像马太五章、六章、七章一样那过日子的。
And they will be able to live a life just like in Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
所以大卫和其他弟兄们说，你看，这个马太五章、六章、七章是为犹太人，不是为着基督徒的。
And so our brother David and the other brothers, they felt that Matthew 5, 6, 7 are meant for the people of Israel.
所以大卫就说了，他说，那因着犹太人拒绝我们的主。
And because the Israelites rejected our God.
现在我们的主只好上十字架了。
And then our Lord has compelled to go to the cross.
然后来拯救我们这些外邦人。
In order to redeem us as Gentiles.
然后才有十字架的故事。
And after that, then you have the story of.
然后才有教会的故事。
And then they will have the story of the church.
那这样讲有一个难处。
And there's some problems with this.
变成十字架不是神永远的旨意。
And so that the cross is not the eternal purpose of God.
十字架乃是因为神好像在以色列人身上碰了钉子了。
It's as if that God, Lord has, because they have encountered some problems.
那现在我转了方向，我就让主耶稣钉在十字架上。
And so to turn the direction in order to have Christ to be new on the cross.
所以你看圣经里没有这样的思想。
And that is not the thought in the Bible.
原因在哪里呢？
The problem is,
就像达比有一般弟兄们就认为说，这里的天国就是指着将来那个国，将来那个国度说的。
And they this group of brothers, they refer to kingdom as the kingdom in future.
而且是跟犹太人发生关系。
And that is something to closely associate.
所以讲的国度。
And the moment we talk about the kingdom,
就是千禧年千年国
we talk about the millennium kingdom,
那是地上的国度
and talk about the kingdom on earth,
那是个犹太色彩很浓的国度
and that is a kingdom that is full of many traditional colors of
所以有一般的弟兄姊妹
and so there's a group of brothers and sisters
这就是那一般跟随加尔文的弟兄姊妹
and that is the group that follows brother Kevin
那就是改革中 reform 这帮弟兄们
and these are the people who are in the reform
他们没有办法接受这样的说法。
They can't accept this thing.
怎么天国会变成犹太色彩那么浓厚的呢？
And how come the kingdom has now transformed into a few with a traditional?
这个怎么天国变成地上的国度呢？
And how come the kingdom has now become the kingdom of earth?
所以他们觉得这他们不能够接受的。
And so they felt that they cannot accept that.
所以你看在国度这件事情上。
And so the moment we talk about these issues of kingdom.
你看见有两个极端的说法。
And we know that there are two.
对于达比这一班的弟兄姊妹来说
and according to our brother David and his followers,
那么他们认为讲的国度就是指着将来千年国说的
the moment they talk about kingdom that refers to the millennium kingdom in the future
那当然犹太色彩是很浓的
of course it is full of the traditional colors of
但 reform 的弟兄们觉得不是
but the reformers felt that they
are not 你这读圣经明明告诉我们教会是属灵国度是属灵的
talk about kingdom is a spiritual one
我们的主明明说我的国不属于这个世界
because our Lord Jesus says that my kingdom doesn't belong to this earth
所以你怎么会叫他们能够以为说天国原来就这么一回事呢
and how could they understand the kingdom is in fact such a thing
所以他们认为天国是属灵的
and they felt that the kingdom is spiritual.
今天我们已经在神的国度里面了。
Today we are already into the kingdom of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这有两班不同的说法。
And so there are two camps of faith.
那大卫这班说法。
And so the group of David.
慢慢就被很多弟兄们姊妹接受了。
And many brothers and sisters have accepted them.
因为好久以前。
Because long ago.
大概是56年或者快70年前。
It's almost about 70 years ago.
那个时候在美国有一个很有名的这个 reference Bible 参考圣经叫做 Scofield reference Bible. Scofield reference Bible.斯科夫
Scofield's Bible, famous Bible.
那这个斯科夫参考圣经，为什么呢？因为很受欢迎，每家他们都有这个斯科夫的圣经参考圣经。
This Scofield's reference Bible is so popular that almost every family has one.
那斯科夫他虽然是 Reform 的人
，and although that Scofield belongs to a Reformist,
他是属于 Congregationalist 就他是公理中的。
And he belongs to the congregation.
但是呢，他觉得神的话应该像大卫所说的。
And he felt that what God says to be like what our brother David.
所以呢，他很自然的，因着他的影响，很多很多人都觉得大卫讲的是对的。
And because of his influence, that they felt what our brother David has said is was correct.
然后慢慢就引起了学术界的注意。
And that arouses the
academic circles
of the.
结果呢，他们就好好的读大卫，他们所给我们看见的亮光。
And so they really expound on what the light has given to them.
结果他们就接受了。
And so they have accepted.
那这个 teaching 叫 dispensational teaching， 叫做时代派的教学。
And so they become the teaching of the dispositions of the teaching.
那实在说来，这就是大卫他们的教学。
And that is actually the teachings of David.
所以他们相信说，你讲的天国就是指的 postponed kingdom， 指着延后的。国度来说。
And so the moment they talk about the kingdom, they refer to the kingdom that has been postponed.
那所以在美国就有了很有名的学校，是专门围绕在这个真理上的。
And so there's a famous institution in America. They center and focus upon this part.
那就是 Dallas Theological School.
And that is the Dallas Philosophical School.
那还有一个是 Westminster Theological School. Westminster.
There's a Westminster school.
那么这个 Westminster 呢，他们乃是 follow 达尔文的，加尔文，达尔文的。
They follow those.
No, 对不起，加尔文的。
Calvin.
Yeah, 所以这就是 reform 的弟兄姊妹。
And so they belong to the reformists.
那么你看见是两个极端了。
And we can see that two extreme camps.
对于 reform 来讲，教会是属灵的，是今天的。
And to the reformist, the church today is spiritual.
对于 dispensation 时代派的弟兄姊妹，那么这个国度呢是将来的。
And the dispensation to them it refers to the kingdom in future.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？这就是为什么我们说天国是个奥秘。
And that is the reason why that we refer to the kingdom as the mystical.
如果你围绕着圣经所给你一些 data、一些资讯
，if our informations are based on the data of
你如果只选择几个 data 的话
，and that if our selection is based only on a few data，
你可以用那个做根基，建立一套的理论。
Because we can base on all these data to build our own explained foundation。
那你就看见说，很明显的有 reform 的说法，还有就是 dispensation 的说法。
And so that we'll be able to discern that there is the reform, the reformist.
他们都相信圣经的，他们相信圣经不会错。
They know that the Bible is not.
所以他们对于国度的看法是建立在圣经的根基上的。
Because their ideas of the kingdom is based on the references from the Bible.
那这就很困难了。
And we encounter.
所以你看见吗？这样对于国度的看法就有很多不同的看法了。
And so there will be a different type of views regarding the kingdom.
那不要忘记这个 reform。和 Saint Augustine 很有关系。
And the reformist is closing with associated with Augustine.
因为改革中的神学。
Because the reformed
theology 严格说来是 Augustine 的神学。
It is strictly speaking, it belongs to the Augustine.
严格说来是保罗的神学。
It refers to the teachings of Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见 reform 跟 Augustine 是不能完全分开的。
And so the reformers are closely associated with Augustine.
那你记得 Augustine 对教对国度怎么看法
？And what is the view of Augustine regarding the kingdom?
Augustine 是非常爱国的人。
Augustine is a patriot.
就在他的时候，我们知道西罗马帝国亡国了。
And we know that during his time that the Western the Rome Empire was collapsed.
他心中非常的痛苦。
And he was in distress.
他写了一本书。
He has written a book.
The City of God, 神的城。
That book is called the City of God.
就在这个城里面呢。
And within this city.
他就发展出一个理论来。
And from there that he has developed a theory.
他认为说。今天教会在地上就是神的国。
He felt that the church today on earth is the kingdom of God.
虽然罗马帝国亡国了
，although the Roman Empire has collapsed，
但是在罗马帝国底下的教会应该是一直往前去的。
Churches under the Roman Empire will continue to survive.
所以他们所在的地方就是神的国所在的地方。
Where they are is actually the kingdom of God.
所以在 Augustine 的身上。
And so the Augustine,
神的国或者天国就等于教会。
And the kingdom of God, a kingdom of heaven, belongs equivalent to the church.
所以慢慢你看见改革中的弟兄们。
And eventually the reformers
也很自然地觉得教会今天就是天国了。
And they believe that the church today is the kingdom.
当然 Augustine 他所说的教会是指着整个罗马帝国整个世界性的那个大宗教那合起来的那个教会罗马系统的教会说
Actually, the, what Brother Augustine has spoken is actually the global churches that are united under this Roman Empire.
那么等到这个 Reform, 等到加尔文起来以后
And during the rise of the Calvin,
当然他们把罗马完全丢在背后
And they have discarded the Roman Empire.
所以他们在日内瓦有一个新的模型一个新的 model.
And so in Geneva, they have a new model.
那教会不光是脱离了那些巴比伦的东西
The church not only has separated themselves,Away from the things that associate with the
但是不知不觉的他们对于国度的看法
their views on the kingdom,
也是国度等于教会的
and they have made an equivalent between the kingdom is equivalent to the
所以弟兄姊妹到底谁是对的
and brothers, who is right?
问题在这里如果你真的有启示的话
If you have the true revelation,
圣灵给我们看见
The Spirit has shown, the whole Spirit
不错神从永世以来就把这个奥秘藏起来了
And that from the beginning of the world, God has concealed this mystery.
所以虽然你明白一点但你不完全明白
Though that you, it seems that you understand, but you couldn't comprehend
一直等到主耶稣来了
It is only until
如果他启示给我们
And when he reveals to us
我们就清楚了
We will be able to
所以什么是叫教什么叫国度的真理呢
And so what is the doctrine of the kingdom?
你看这些的领会
All these understandings,
都有圣经根据的
They are according to the Bible
Augustine 有圣经的根据
Augustine has revelation
Calvin 有圣经的根据
Calvin also has a Bible revelation
Darby 有圣经的根据
Darby also has
Scofield 有圣经的根据
and Scofield also go according to the reference
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
如果你只抓住一点
and all, if you only emphasize on certain
那个不是个完整的启示
and that is not a complete revelation
门徒们有福了
and blessed are the disciples
因为第一次他们能看得见整个天国的外貌
because it's the first time they have seen the entire appearance of the kingdom
那这就是为什么主把七个比喻给我们
and that's why the Lord has given us the seven parables
马太福音有七个比喻
and in the book of Matthew there are seven parables
那么这个比喻都是天国好像天国好像天国好像
it refers to the kingdom of heaven is like kingdom of heaven is like
那请记得这个天国好像天国好像告诉我们到底什么天国
and that is help us to understand what is the meaning of the kingdom
如果你要明白天国的话
and you want to, in order to understand
kingdom, 那这里告诉我们什么叫天国
and the kingdom of heaven what is the kingdom of heaven
所以第一个比喻呢是撒种的比喻
and the first parable is the parable of the sower
有一个人出去撒种
and there is a sower who has gone out
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
谁是那个撒种的人呢
who is that sower
那个撒种当然指着我们主说的
of course that refers to our Lord
2000年前
and 2000 years ago
他出去流泪撒种
and that he saw in tears.
那到了五旬节的时候
and during the time of 20th,
他就欢呼收割了
and that he has rejoiced in his harvest.
弟兄姊妹我们住在地上
and with the Lord of, on earth,
道成肉身33年
and that he was on earth, come to flesh for 33 years.
这个世界像野地一样
and the land is just like a wilderness.
你把种子撒在干地根本没有希望
and there is no hope when we The seed upon the dry
但是我们的主就是流泪撒种的
But the Lord has sown with his tears
他要欢呼收割
Because he is going to rejoice
所以什么是天国呢
And so what is the
有一个人出去撒种
And there is one person
你看见一个人出去撒种
And the moment the person who
你知道天国开始了
And that is the beginning of kingdom
所以天国从什么时候开始的呢
And so when is the beginning of the
从主耶稣撒种开始的
And that is when the Lord begins to sow
弟兄姊妹他撒的种是什么
what is this,
圣经说天国的道理
and they talk about, the way of
the word of the kingdom,
the word of the kingdom.
所以你注意吗在这里很重要的我们的主是把天国的道理当作种子撒在我们的心里
and the Lord has sowed the word of kingdom into our hearts
这个 word 是要说话的
and this word is going to speak
up 你明白吗结果呢当这个话说话的时候
and the word begins to speak,
有四种不同的泥土
and we know that there are four different types of soil.
有的撒在门路旁的。
And there is the wayside.
那个泥土是最硬的。
And we know that the soil is hard.
因为很多人就走来走去，所以就把那个泥土就弄得很硬很硬。
Because it's very trampled by man, so the ground is very.
所以那个种子很难 penetrate， 很难渗透进去。
And so it's very difficult for the seed to penetrate into the ground.
那里也讲到什么鸟，也讲到鸟。
And talk about the birds.
那这个鸟很明显指作恶者说的。
And we talk about the birds refers to the evil one.
但是不管怎么样。
And no matter how.
这是第一个比喻。
And this is the first parable.
你有没有记得第一个比喻主自己解释了？
And the explanation is given by the Lord himself.
第二个比喻，
And the second parable,
主也解释了。
And the Lord also explained the parable.
请记得，
Let's remember
this. 七个比喻里面，
In, within the seven parables,
有两个比喻，
There are two parables,
主自己解释的。主没有让我们来解释，所以这个代表真理。你明白吗 ？The truth. 所以你看，我们的主自己解释了，不需要你来猜的。第三个比喻，你可以解释对，也可以解释错。第四个，也可能。
It can be wrong.
五个、六个、七个都可能。
Five, six, seven, there's a possibility.
但第一个、第二个不可能。
And there is impossible for the first and the second.
因为主告诉我们说，那个种子就只做国度的真、国度的话来说。
The word refers to the word of the kingdom.
你看见天一说话。
The truth of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹。结果有些事情就发生了。所以从这里你看见天国就开始了。
And we know that this is the beginning of the kingdom.
那么弟兄姊妹，这个天国是怎么回事呢？
And what is all about this kingdom?
你看见说一面是种子。
And on one hand is the seed.
种子是生命的故事。
And we know the seed is the story of
有四种不同的，有四种不同的种地泥土。
And there are four different types of soil.
结果就有个好土。
And know there's a fertile soil.
就结出三十倍、六十倍、一百倍来。
34, 64, and 100.
那请记得，这四种土里面
，four different type of soil，
有一种土跟恶者连在一起
，and there's something to associate with the evil one。
第二个土
，and the second
跟世界连在一起
，and something to associate with the world。
第三种土
，and the third type of soil
跟肉体连在一起
，something to do with the flesh。
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们主来到地上的时候
，and when our Lord was on earth，
他撒这个福音种子的时候
，when he spread the seed of the gospel，
你看见撒旦、世界和肉体
，we can see。Satan, the world and the flesh.
他们联合起来
，they united together.
抵挡天国的道路。
And they received the work of the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？在这里给我们看见说
，we see this clearly.
这就是天国。
And that is the kingdom.
你不觉得很奇怪吗
？Are you marvelous?
如果是以色列人、犹太人所明白的天国
，and if this is the understanding of the Jewish people,
那他怎么明白的
？How do they understand?
我们来看。有这个使徒约翰怎么明白
？And how does John the Baptist understand?
他说天国近了。
He says the kingdom of heaven.
你们应当悔改。
That you need to repent.
这个斧头已经放在已经斧头已经放在你看他怎么说？你看第三章哈。
Let's see what he says.
第三章他说第十节，现在斧头已经放在树根上了。
What's that? He says that the axe is laid.To the root of the tree.
凡不结好果子的就砍下来就丢在火里面。
Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown.
你看见这是国度。
And that is the kingdom.
这是天国。
And that is the.
你看见犹太人都知道什么叫天国。
The Jewish people knows what is the kingdom.
那么也许你要问。
Perhaps you like to.
这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
到底天国什么意思呢
？So what's the meaning of the kingdom?
你要知道当。使徒约翰说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
And when John the Baptist says the kingdom of heaven is near, you need.
主耶稣也说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
The kingdom of heaven is at hand, you must repent.
那不要忘记，使徒约翰没有解释什么是天国。
John the Baptist did not explain.
主耶稣没有为天国下个定义。
And that the Lord Jesus did not give definitions of the.
所以犹太人都懂得。
But the Jewish people understood.
为什么都懂得
？Why do they?
我们现在读一段圣经，你就知道了。
And perhaps you reference.
犹太人都读旧约圣经的。
Because the Jewish read the Old Testament.
你知道天国这个词从哪里来的吗
？And where does this kingdom come? The word.
犹太人完全懂得。
Because the Jewish people they understand.
因为他们都懂得但以理的故事。
Because they all know the story of.
好，我们看看但以理书。
Let's turn to Daniel.
但以理书第二章。但以理书第二章，我们看第五十三十一节。
Verse 31, Daniel chapter 2, verse 31.
王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高，极其光耀，站在你面前，形状甚是可怕。
You, O king, were watching, and behold, a great image, and this great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you, and its form was awesome.
这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，肚腹和腰是铜的。
This image head was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and its thighs is bronze.
腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。
Its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
你观看见有一块非人手所凿出来的石头打在这像半铁半泥的脚上，把脚就砸碎了。
You watched while the stone was cut out with our hands and while struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces.
于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎，诚如夏天禾场上的糠皮被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这样的石，这像的石头变成一座大山。充满天下。
Then an iron, the clay, and the bronze, and the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The winds carried them away so that no trace of them was found, and the stones that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth.
那么等一等，但以理就解释这个像。
And so we know how Daniel explained the image.
然后但以理就对尼布加内撒王说：“你就是那个金头。”
And so Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar, "You are the golden head."
那这是个大人的像。
And that is a great image.
这个代表地上的国度。
It represents the kingdom of earth.
这不是 kingdom of heavens, 不是。
And this is not the kingdom of heaven.
这是地上的国度。
This refers to the kingdom on earth.
那么请记得，等到但以理看见那个大人像的时候。
And when Daniel saw this great image.
这个地上的国度的荣华到那个时候到了最高峰了。
And we know that the kingdom of earth has, the splendor of the kingdom of earth has reached its
height. 他头是金的。
And the gold, the head is gold.
这巴比伦大帝国。
It refers to the Babylonian Empire.
他的他的胸部是铜银的。
And you know the chest and the arms of a
波斯大帝国。
And refers to the Babylonian
Empire. 然后他的肚腹是铜的。
And you know the bellies are made of bronze.
这是希腊大帝国。
It talks about the Greek Empire.
然后接下来的铁的部分，这就是罗马大帝国。两条腿，一个指着东罗马帝国，一个指着西罗马帝国。那现在我们到了十个脚趾头的时候，你不要忘记，当但以理写但以理书的时候是个预言。
And we know that when Daniel wrote this, the book of Daniel is a prophecy.
那个时候只有头。
At that time, only the head.
但现在我们看得很清楚。
Now we can clearly see.
我们看见过，在历史上有巴比伦帝国、波斯大帝国、希腊和罗马。
And we have seen the history clearly. We have the Babylonians, the Persians, and the Greeks and the Romans.
然后现在呢，我们来到了十个脚趾头。
And now we come to the four toes.
所以这个代表什么？整个大人的像就给我们看见整个。地上的国是怎么发展的？
And so we can visualize this great image and we can see how the development of this kingdom.
那现在我们要问，这个地上的国的结局是什么？
And what is the end of this?
有一个结局的。
And there is one and ending.
那结局是什么呢？有一块非人手所凿出来的石头。
And there is the stone that was cut out without hands.
那根据马太福音二十一章
，And according to Matthew 21,
这个石头就指着主自己说的
，And that refers to our Lord Himself,
因为他就是那个房角石
，Because he is the cornerstone.
圣经的主怎么说呢
？And what did the Lord say?
这块石头砸在谁的身上，就要把砸得稀烂
？And you know that the moment the stone is upon somebody, it is going to crush them completely.
所以这是主耶稣有一天他要回来
，And it refers to the Lord is going to return one day.
那么等到脚趾头的时候
，And we talk about the toes,
就等到世界末日的时候
，Come to the end.Of the world.
主耶稣要像那块石头
and the Lord is going to be like that stone.
要打在脚的上面
and it's going to smash upon the feet.
就把它砸得粉碎
and the feet will be completely crushed.
而且变成粉碎
and the chaff
像糠皮一样被风吹散
just like the summer threshing floor.
无处可寻
and there's nothing the traces to be found.
然后那块石头呢就变成一座大山充满了天下
and that stone is going to become a great mountain and fill the whole earth.
那怎么解释这件事
And how do we explain
主耶稣来了他那个不是块石头
and he was
他接受了这个世界
and then he has ended the world.
把他们砸得粉碎了
and they were completely crushed.
地上的国完全不见了
and the kingdom of earth they have committed.
本来他们躺在握在恶者的手下。
And they were previously in the hands of the evil one.
当你看见这些帝国的时候。
And when you look at all these empires.
你知道撒旦就告诉主耶稣说。
And this is what Satan told you.
我把万国的荣华都赐给你。
I give you all the glory of the.
巴比伦的荣华。
The glory of.
波斯的荣华。
The glory of Persia.
希腊的荣华。
The glory of the Greek.
罗马的荣华。
The glory of the Roman.
我们知道今天讲的罗马，讲的希腊。
We talk about the Romans and the Greeks.
你到博物馆去看看。
And if you go to the museum.
那代表什么？代表万国的荣华。
主
耶稣说你拜一拜就好了。所以可见世界都握在恶者的手下。现在神的旨意怎么通行在地上呢？但是有一天你看见没有，主耶稣要回来，他那块石头砸在世界上，世界就被他砸得稀烂。
And that piece of rock is going to smash the across the entire world.
结果那个石头就充满了天下。
And that piece of stone is going to fill the entire world.
换句话，基督就充满了天下。
And we know that Christ is going to fill the entire world.
认识神的知识就充满了天下。
And the wisdom of God is going to fill the entire world.
那么现在我们要问。
And that is what we are.
但以理怎么解释？
And how does Daniel explain?
这就是天国这个词怎么来的？
And that, how does this phrase the kingdom of heaven come?
你们注意第四十四节。
Verse 44.
当那列位在王的时候。
And in the days of this king, the God of heaven.
指那个十个指头十个王来说的。
And that refers to the ten kings.
那就是快人类快结束的时候。
And that's almost coming to the end of the human race.
天上的神必另立一国。
And the king is going to establish another kingdom.
那不要忘记，这里特别讲天上的神。
We talk about the king of the God of heaven.
所以明白吗？那天上的神要另外在地上立了一个国。
He will set up a new kingdom which will never be destroyed on
earth. 刚好和地上的国是相反的。
And this is in fact a contrary to the kingdom of.
巴比伦、波斯都是地上的。
What it belongs to the earth, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Romans.
但第五个国。
And there's a fifth kingdom.
因为它充满地下，
and because
充满地上，
the entire earth.
那个国度乃是天能够管得到的。
And that kingdom is governed by heaven.
因为天上的神要另立一国。
Because the God of heaven is going to set up this new kingdom.
所以这第五个国，
and that is the arise of the.
就是天国。
And that is the kingdom of heaven.
所以以犹太人都知道 kingdom of heaven。就是只做这一段来说的。
And so the Jewish people understood because they understood this verse that this refers to the kingdom of.
根据这个预言。
According to this prophecy.
以色列人知道。
And the Jewish.
有一天弥赛亚要回来。
They know that the Messiah is going to come.
这个石头就是指的弥赛亚说的。
And that stone refers to the Messiah.
弥赛亚来的时候。
When the Messiah.
他们就不可以脱离巴比伦帝国。
And they will be dislocated from away.
波斯帝国的辖制。
And they will not be under the control of the Persian.
希腊或者罗马帝国的辖制。
They will not be governed under the empire.
从此以后，他们不再做尾巴，可以做头了。
And no, we're going to be the tails. They're going to be the head.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们等候那个国。
And so they will await anticipating for this kingdom.
这个就是弥赛亚国。
And that is the Messiah kingdom.
然后在旧约里面。
And so in the Old Testament.
先知们就预言这个国。
And so the prophets they prophesied.
那就是启示录二十章所说千年的国度。
And that is what it refers to in the Revelations the millennial kingdom.
那个时候弥赛亚要坐在大卫的宝座上。
And we know that at that time the Messiah is going to sit at the throne of David.
弟兄姊妹，这就是天国。
And that is the kingdom.
这就是他们所要进入那个永生。
And that is what they are going to enter into that.
这就是旧约一再给我们看见将来的千年国来说的。
And that is what the Old Testament are referring to us what it meant by the millennial.
所以弟兄姊妹，天国近了，你们要悔改。
And so the kingdom of heaven is near at hand.
什么意思？那块石头要砸到脚上面了。
Because that stone is going to smash upon the feet.
神要用铁杖来管辖万国。
God is going to govern the whole world by his iron scepter.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你不听话，就把你打得粉碎。
And so if you are disobedient, you will be crushed.
没有一个不顺服的。
There's no one who will be.
你明白吗？这是谁所明白所领会的天国呢？
So who have understood this kingdom?
这是犹太人所领会的。
That is the understanding.
这也是施洗约翰所领会的。
And this is what the John Baptist has understood.
所以讲到天国要来到。
And so the moment they talk about the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
福字就放在树上了，树根上了。
The axe is already at the tree root.
没有，只要弥赛亚一来。
The moment the Messiah arrives.
这个树就倒了。
And the tree will be fallen.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？ 弥赛亚一来
the more, the arrival of the Messiah,
天国就来了
and we know it follows by the
所以他怎么说呢
so what does this?
他说他弥赛亚来了他用圣灵与火给你们施浸
that he's going to baptize you in the spirit and in fire.
如果你受圣灵的浸
and so that you have gone through the baptism of the
spirit, 你就顺服了
that you will be obedient,
你就进到这个国度里去了
and you will enter into this kingdom.
如果你不顺服
and you are disobedient,
用火来替你施浸
you will use the fire to baptize you.
那弟兄姊妹这就指着灭亡来说的
and that refers to the, the
所以大家懂得什么叫天国吗
and so do you understand
你不由得你不相信
and that you must come to believe.
你非相信不可
you need to believe.
要么你进去
Either you enter
圣灵的进
that you, upon the baptism of
the 要么你不要
Otherwise you are
用火来替你们施浸
that you will be baptized by the fire.
圣灵是按字面解
and that,The spirit is from the
literal
explanation.
那这个火也是 literal 的。
And the fire also refers.
你知道在圣经里面一句话不可能一半是属灵的，一半灵然解，一半是 spiritualized， 另一半是 literal。
And so one word can be literal or one sense and one the other hand is spiritual.
圣灵是完全按字面的。
And we know that Holy Spirit is literal.
所以这里火也是按字面的。
And we know the fire is also refers to literal.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看。
Can you imagine?
现在是施洗约翰
And now it's John the Baptist.
他想到但以理书第二章
And when he recalls Daniel chapter
那个石头一砸下来全部就碎了
The moment the stone comes everything will be crushed
然后呢用圣灵浸你们
And that you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit
愿意被浸的
Those who are willing to
就顺服了就进到永生了
They will be obedient and enter into the
凡是不愿意的
Those who refuse
用火为他们受浸
They will be baptized by the
他们就在灭亡里面去了
And they will be destroyed
很清楚弟兄姊妹马太福音二十五章
Matthew 25
告诉我们主在宝座上
And our God is on the throne
就这样这一批绵羊就进到永生
And the sheep will enter into this eternal
那个山羊Ghost, 他们就进到永刑里面去了
we know the ghost will be under in condemnation.
一个被圣灵浸
one is under the
baptism, 一个你是被火浸
one is under the baptism of the fire.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗这个就是施洗约翰所说的天国
and this is what John Baptist refers to, the kingdom
所以等他坐牢的时候
and when he was in prison,
他越等越不对
and then he felt that he was not right.
要等到什么时候呢
when is he going to
如果主耶稣就是弥赛亚
if the Lord is the Messiah,
他知道他就是弥赛亚
he knows that he's the
Messiah. 他说看到、啊、神的羔羊
he says that, behold the Lamb of God.
那弟兄姊妹如果他是弥赛亚的话
he's the Messiah,
他为什么要坐牢
why is he in prison?
一看见他可以用铁杖拐下万国
But、because he can rule the world with his iron scepter.
那为什么好像什么是没有事情发生呢
It seems that nothing happened.
因为天国如果来了
Because if the kingdom of heaven is
是一下子的
It's instantly.
是一个 independent single event. 是一个独立的一个事件
And so it will be something that is independent.
黑的跟白的分得很清楚
And we know that it's very clear what is black and white.
黑的是火的镜
And what is the basis of the fire?
白的圣灵的镜
And we know the white refers to the
fire. 没有中间的弟兄姊妹
There is nothing that you can stand in between.
所以弟兄姊妹
And brothers and sisters,
这个很清楚的
This is very clear.
这叫什么呢这叫做天国
And that is the kingdom of heaven.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
现在我们的主把那个布幔揭开了
And so now the Lord has removed the veil.
叫我们看见约翰施洗约翰所没有看见
and in order that we will be able to see what John
Baptist 只有门徒看见
only the disciples have seen
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
天国什么时候开始的呢
when is the beginning of the kingdom of
heaven 你看撒种人什么时候开始
and you will realize when the sower begins
所以天国是从主耶稣第一次来开始的
and so the kingdom of heaven begins when Christ first comes
但是不要忘记
let's not forget
主耶稣第一次来的时候
when the Lord was here the first time
他没有用铁杖管辖万国
he did notuse his iron scepter to rule the world.
第二次来是这样
But when he comes to the
second time, 第一次来他骑着驴子进耶路撒冷
he was riding the donkeys into
第二次来
the second time,
他骑着白马进耶路撒冷
riding on the white horse into Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹没有错
It's not wrong.
到了最后的时候
when he comes to the
end, 弥赛亚来的时候
when the Messiah arrived,
要用铁杖来管辖万国
he is going to govern the whole world with his iron scepter.
第二次来最后的来
when he's returned,
将来要来
the more, in future, when he's,
大家都看见了
all of us will be
旧约有的旧约给我们都看见了
we can see the entire Old Testament,
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers,
他们忘记了
they, but they have forgotten,
主耶稣是流泪撒种
because when Jesus saw, he was so in tears.
你想想看 等到天国来到的时候，他用铁杖管辖万国，他是叫别人流泪的，他自己是不流泪的，这是天国的性质。The nature,
This is the nature of the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因为如果他审判的主的话
because he is the God of judgment,
你看见很明显的一切都是公义的
and we know that all these are refers to righteousness,
不毫无公义的
and those who are unrighteous,
就用铁杖来管辖
that you will be governed by the
不是黑的就是白的
it is not black, it is white,
不是受圣灵的浸
those are not baptized by
就是受火的浸
and they will be baptized by the fire.
弟兄姊妹第一次主耶稣来的时候
When the Lord comes,
根本没有发生
see that nothing has happened.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗他说天国好像什么呢
see, what does the kind of earth seem like?
有人出去撒种
Just like a sower who has gone out
这个种子充满生命的
And that this life is full of life
30倍60倍
100倍 You will be able to receive harvest 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
等到丰满的时候
And during the full harvest
它不是一下子的
It's not instantly
它不是 instant noodle
It's not the instant noodle
它也不是 instant coffee
It's not an instant coffee
你看见在这里要经过一段时间的
Because it's going through a process
所以你看见吗这个天国
And so this kingdom of heaven
是与施洗约翰没有看见的
And this is what John the Baptist had missed.
所以他跌倒了
And so he has
我到底还要等谁我还等谁呢
He says, who am I waiting for?
因为他得了白内障
Because he has gotten his
你问他这两个还是一个他只看见一个
You only see the one finger instead of two
但这不弟兄姊妹 主耶稣第一次来
When the Lord
他是流泪撒种的
he came and he saw in tears.
为什么要流泪
Why then was he
农夫为什么要流泪
Why farmers were in tears.
他把种子撒下去
the moment that he sowed the seed.
如果是干旱的日子
and so if it is a dry season,
如果把地是撒在干地上的话
if the seed are sown upon the dry soil,
他知道说种子要被风吹去
and he know that the seed will be blown away by the wind.
那弟兄姊妹
and so brothers,
他们全家的生活就靠他所撒的种子
and we know the entire livelihood of the family will be dependent
怎么可能怎么有的种子会不见了
How is it that some seeds were gone missing?
现在我们清楚了
And so we understand.
有四种不同的泥土
There are four different types of soil.
你看见吗如果主用铁杖管辖万国的话
And so if God will govern the nation, it is
是百分之百的
It's 100%
弟兄姊妹你看见没很清楚的
It is very clear.
但这里不是
But this is not,
你看见主撒种子的时候
And when the Lord,
有四种不同的泥土
There are four different types of soil.
换一句话说
In other words,
只有四分之一的人相信
Only one quarter believes.
怎么可能如果国度降临的话 要把他们砸得粉碎他们没有不相信的可能但是弟兄姊妹现在不是 有的人相信 有的人不相信 什么时候天国变得这么脆弱 什么时候天国变得这么软弱的 要忍耐再忍耐
Continue to endure and
弟兄们用铁杖管辖万国
and if there is one that is iron with the
iron, 不需要忍耐的
you not have to endure.
所以现在明白吗
so can we understand?
现在门徒们看见那些先知和义人所没有看见
and so the disciples have seen what the prophets have not seen
原来天国从主耶稣第一次来就开始了
and so the kingdom of heaven begins when the Lord comes for,
他第一次来的时候
when he came the first time
他给人的是恩典
he has given us grace
他给人的是生命
he has given us life
你可以相信你也可以不相信
You can choose to believe or not to believe.
现在不是用铁杖来征服你
And now is not to govern you with iron
现在不是用枪来逼着你
And it's not pointing a gun to you
现在我们的主是用天国的话来勉励你
God is using the word of kingdom of heaven to encourage you
所以现在天国怎么这个人怎么得救呢
And so how can one be saved?
他怎么变成天国之子呢
And how he becomes the son of the kingdom
不是枪逼着你的
It is not because of pointed gun
不是因为他用铁杖来管辖你的
It is not because of the governed by the iron
他用天国的道来劝说你的
It is the word of the kingdom of heaven to encourage
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
understand?
这个和谁呢和这个施洗约翰所看见完全不一样
This is contrary to what John the Baptist has seen
因为他看不清楚
Because he was not clear
他只看见最后的
What he has seen is
没有错
It's
主耶稣第二次来的时候
when the Lord comes, returns,
他不再是救主
it's not the Savior,
乃是审判的主
that he is going to be
用铁杖管辖万国
he is going to govern the world,
第一次神的羔羊
and first time is the Lamb of God,
第二次来乃是犹大的狮子
and we know that he is going to be the Lion of the Judah,
所以弟兄姊妹
and brothers,
那一部分犹太人懂了
and the Jewish people,
因为主耶稣第二次来的时候
and when the Lord returns the second
time, 你看见就是那块石头砸在他们身上的时候
when the stone will be crushed upon them,
所以这个很清楚很清楚
very clear,
但是很稀奇
and the marvelous thing is,
他们居然看不见
but they have not seen,
他们居然不明白
and they couldn't understand,
所以主耶稣告诉他们
and so the Lord told them,
你要明白天国的奥秘吗
if you want to understand the
你看第一个比喻就清楚了
and you will be able to understand the first parable
不要忘记
Let's not forget.
撒种的人就是天国的王。
And the one that who sows is the king of.
为什么他为什么施洗约翰说天国近了呢
？Why did John the Baptist say the kingdom of heaven is at hand？
因为天国的王近了。
Because the king is near.
这个王不是拿着刀的。
And this king is not come with a sword.
这个王是个撒种的。
That this king in fact is a sower.
这是最特别的王。
It's very spectacular.
不是我们以为的那个王。
It is not what we thought of.
弟兄姊妹，他是去撒种的。
And he is a sower.
他是流泪撒种的。
Sow in tears.
他用爱来劝说我们。
He used his love.
他用十字架的爱来感动我们。
He used the love of the cross to move us.
我们都被征服了。
That we are all been conquered.
我们不是被枪和炮征服的。
We are not been conquered by knives or guns.
当我们看见十字架的钉痕。
The moment we see the signs of the cross.
我们受了感动
we are moved.
我们相信了他
we believe in him.
所以弟兄姊妹
and so, brothers,
从第一个世纪到现在
and from the first century until now,
最少有90,000,000的基督徒
and we know that there are 90 million Christians.
那这些90,000,000的基督徒
and these groups of Christians,
他们是怎么得救的
how do they save?
弟兄姊妹因为那个种子落在好土里面
Because the seed has fallen onto good.
我们受到了感动
We are all moved.
是爱征服了我们
It is the love that will conquer us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
因为这个缘故
Because of this,
我们就变成了天国之子
And so we all become the sons of the kingdom of God.
不光有天国的王
Not only that we have the king of the
kingdom 也有天国的百姓
That we are become the peasants of the kingdom of God.
天国就开始了
And that is the beginning of the kingdom
of God. 所以弟兄姊妹
And so brothers,
这是福音所产生的国度
and that is how what the gospel have brought
这是爱所产生的国度
and that is the result of the love
这是第一个比方
and that is the first example
清楚的很
very clear
到了第二个比喻
and the second parable
你看主耶稣也解释了
and the Lord explained that
所以不是我们解释还我不是我们解释是主自己解释的
it's not our explanation but it's the explanation from our Lord
那第二个比喻呢
你
看见这里有人呢，把撒好种，把撒好种呢在田里面。
And that a man who has sowed the good seed onto the field.
结果人睡觉的时候啊
，And when while he was asleep,
有仇敌来把稗子也撒在麦子里，就走掉了。
And the enemy came and they sowed the tares and they left.
所以这就是稗子跟什么的故事，稗子跟麦子的故事。
And that is the parables of the wheat and the tares.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
天国的历史是从主耶稣撒种开始。
And we know the history of the kingdom begins with the sowing of our Lord.
因着我们听见天国的道理。
And because we have heard the kingdom of heaven.
我们受了感动。
We are moved.
就四分之一人受感动。
Only one quarter will move.
四分之三的人灭亡了。
That we know the three quarter they will perish.
结果我们就变成国度之子。
And then we become the sons of the kingdom.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
第二个比喻。
The second parable.
主就把我们这些国度之子当作种子撒在这个世界上。
And so the Lord uses us as the seed that we are being sown into the world.
你看三十八节。
38.
田地就这个世界。
And the field is the world.
好种就是天国之子。
And the seed, good seed, refers to the sons of the kingdom.
这不明白吗？主来到地上的时候。
And the Lord was on earth.
为我们所完成的工作。
The work that he has accomplished.
我们相信接受他是我们的救主。
We believe we accept our Savior.
我们是天国的救主，就天国的之子。
And we become the sons of the kingdom.
所以国度就完成了，你看见吗？
And so there is a completion of the kingdom.
有君王。
There is a king.
也有百姓。
And there will be peasants.
施洗约翰说，国天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And the job of Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You must repent.
结果主耶稣来了。
And when the Lord comes.
那主耶稣为什么要说天国？就是你们要悔改呢。
Lord Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is near you.
因为只有国度没有百，只有王没有百姓。
Because at that time there's only the king, there's no.
所以主耶稣预备百姓。
And so he has to prepare the peasants.
他怎么预备呢
？How did he prepare?
他就把这些跟随他的门徒。
Those of disciples.
我们这些相信他的人。
And those of us who believe.
我们不是天国之子吗？
All of us until we become the.
结果主怎么办呢
？And how did the Lord? What did the
Lord? 把我们种在这个田里。
That he planted us into the field.
那弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到
？Do you pay attention?
这里很特别的一件事。
It's very particular.
这是这个种子是麦种。
And we know that this is the wheat.
主耶稣是麦子。
And we know that our Lord Jesus is the wheat.
他就是一粒麦子。
The one wheat.
神的独生子。
The only God.
一粒麦子落不落在地里死
？And the moment when the seed is.
人就是一粒。感谢主，主为我们的为我们钉十字架那一粒麦子落在地里死
了。
我们接受了福音，我们就有了麦子的生命。所以现在我们的主把我们种在这个地上，种在这个世界里面。那我们像什么呢？我们就像麦子一样长起来。弟兄姊妹，施洗约翰呢，他讲到天国的时候，有一半他懂得，有一段他是不懂的。他有两幅图啊，一幅就是斧头已经在树上
了，
以色列人是用无花果树来代表的，这些树都在地上扎根的，所以以色列所得的祝福都是地上的祝福。如果不结果子的话，斧头已经在树根上了。你看主耶稣就要回来了，这个不错的。但那个时候，我施洗约翰又说他扬进他的麦场。
And we know that the sheep has entered into the field of the wheat.
所以这给我们看见了施洗约翰自己不懂的地方。
That this is what John the Baptist couldn't understand.
他只讲了树，他没有讲到麦子。
So you only thought about the trees. If I forgot about the wheat.
麦子一定要经过打麦场。
And we know that the wheat had to go through the threshing floor.
让麦壳跟麦肉能够分开。
And that it has to be separated from the main grain.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就像麦子一样。
And we are just like the wheat.
但我们肉体像麦壳一样。
That we know that our body is.
我们需要经过十字架的工作。
We need to go through the work of the.
但是不要忘记啊，等到我们主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
他要把他整个的扬进整个的场，十字架最最彻底的工作，叫我们只有麦子，没有麦壳。所以弟兄姊妹，现在你懂了，施洗约翰不懂，他只讲了以色列国是那棵树，但是不要忘记，我们乃是麦子。
We are the wheat.
所以讲到最后的时候
，When we talk about the end，
不光是以色列的故事
，Not about the story of Israel，
也是教会的故事
，It's also the story of the church。
所以你懂吗？在那个图画里，一面是树，一面是麦子。
And we know that there are two pictures, one picture of the trees and one picture of the wheat。
但是不要忘记
，Let's not forget，
这个麦子和树完全不一样的。
And we know the wheat and the trees they are distinct。
你看见麦子它长大的时候
，And we know that when the wheat when it grows，
它是像。向着天来长大。
It grows towards heaven.
你看见吗？慢慢，它需要太阳。
And slowly that it needs the sunlight.
它跟普通不一样的。
It is different from.
为什么要用为什么要太阳的光呢
？Why that you need the wheat needs.
用太阳的热。
It needs the warmth.
弟兄姊妹，你看，慢慢，这个麦子就成熟了。
We know that slowly the wheat will ripe.
它要成熟的时候有个特点，它向着天的部分慢慢就结出很多的果子粒来，
这
代表生命的丰满。
We talk about the fullness of life.
但是不要忘记，它越是丰满
and the moment it's truly grown,
它靠地的那一部分
the portion that is pointing towards
the earth, 那根啊越来越松，越来越松，越来越松。
We know that slowly the root becomes loosened.
所以等到成熟的时候、
啊、harvest,
这个农夫一收割
the moment the farmers harvest,
一下子麦子就割掉了
it's very easy that you'll be able to harvest the wheat.
所以这是很重要的一幅图画
and it's very important picture.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见吗我们都是麦子
we are all like the wheat.
结果神把我们种在这个田里
and so the Lord has planted us into the field.
神把教会种在这个田里
and God has planted the church into the field.
那现在你明白了我们既然是 我们既然是什么？我们既然是天国之子。
And that seems that we are the sons of kingdom.
那很明显说，天国就在这里。
And so very obvious, the kingdom is here.
天在这里掌权。
And that we know that the kingdom reigns.
但这个天国是隐藏的国度。
But this kingdom of heaven is concealed.
这个世界不知道。
The world doesn't know.
世界不知道说，哦，原来有个隐藏的国，不知道。
The world doesn't know that it's a concealed part of this kingdom.
所以当麦子长大的时候。
And the moment when the wheat grows.
你看，就是天掌权的时候。天如果掌权的话，麦子一定越来越成熟的。而麦子如果成熟的话，它就下垂了。谦卑乃是从丰富的生命来的。
And obedience comes from the fullness of life.
有许多人装谦卑，他不是真的谦卑。
Some pretend that they are modest.
一个真的谦卑，一个真的 humble 的人。
Humble person,
你看，因为生命丰满的缘故，
and because the fullness of life,
结果你看他就垂下来了。
And you can see that he's dripping down.
但同一个时候，
at the same time,
不要忘记，
not the same moment,
你可以收割了。
That is the
所以这个故事后面讲收割。
And so the end of this story is the harvest.
对不对？为什么收割？
Why do we need to harvest?
麦子成熟了。
Because the wheat is ready.
所以你明白吗？
So we understand.
为什么神把我们种教会种在这个地上呢？
Why God has planted His church unto the
他要他的教会能够成熟。
In order the church may mature.
到了末日的时候。
And during the last ending.
一成熟以后。
The moment is ripe.
就可以收割了。
It will be ready.
你懂我的意思吗？这一段圣经很清楚告诉我们的。
And so the very clearly stated.
所以我们知道，在成熟的过程里面，天掌权，向着天越来越活，向着地越来越死。我们是不是过这个生活
呢？
如果是的话，那天掌权的，这就是天国。这个是实际的天国，世界上看不见，但是我们说国度在这个地方。那么弟兄姊妹，天国的实际在哪里呢？哪里有麦子的生命，哪里就有天国的实际。那么一直等什么呢？等着有一天就可以收割了，可以收在仓里面。等一等，我们叫收割是什么意思？但是要紧在这里，在整个时间的过程里面，在第一次主耶稣来到第二次主耶稣来，在整个教会历史里面，有一些事情发生了。这第二个比喻告诉我们，不光有麦子，也有稗子。这个稗子在表面上和麦子一模一样。弟兄姊妹，那当然麦子是得救的，稗子不得救的。
Of course, wheat is saved, but not for the.
他们通通长在田里面。
And they were all grown together into the.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？表面上很像基督徒。
Apparently they are like Christians.
他们里面没有生命。
But they do not have.
他们就是麦子。
They don't have life in them.
你读教会历史就很清楚了。
If you read the history.
到了第四世纪的时候。
When you come to the fourth century.
当马奥古斯丁不是当这君士坦丁皇帝接受基督教做国教的时候。
And when the Emperor Augustine accepted Christianity to be the state religion.
你只要生在罗马帝国里。
The moment that you are born in the Roman Empire.
你就是教会里面的人。
And that you belong, you will be the members of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，从第四世纪开始，
And so from the beginning of the fourth century,
你看见就不光有麦子，也有了稗子。
Not only that we have the wheat, we have the tares.
现在他们把教会变成世界。
And now the church has turned into a world.
因为在教会里面，你分不出这个是世界呢，这个到底还是教会。
And whether in the church you can see whether it's a true church or it's the world.
教会只有麦子，没有稗子。
But you know that within the church there's only the wheat, there's no tares.
教会就能够给我们看见天国的实际。
Because the church will be able to see the reality of the kingdom.
但是弟兄姊妹，第二个比喻告诉我们什么？
Second parable tells us,
给我们看见说，表面上你看不出来。
And so we can see the outwardly we can't.
有麦子，有稗子。
You have the wheat and you have the tares.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这给我们看天国的外表。
That is the outward appearance of the kingdom.
得救人在里面。
They have those who are saved.
不得救人也在里面。
Those who are unsaved, they are also.
天主教徒在里面。
We have the Catholic.
摩门教徒也在里面。
Those who are the Mormons are there.
各种异端的人都在里面。
Those who are the cults, they were.
表面上都跟天国发生关系。
And outwardly they have all associated with the kingdom.
但是呢，这只是天国的外表来说。
It's only the outward appearance of the kingdom.
请记得
Let's remember
有实际那就是麦子所代表的 外表就是这些败子所代表的所以弟兄姊妹今天我们所看见的基督教严格说来这个就是这个天国的外表我们不只讲 Christianity 我们也讲 Christendom
We'll talk about the Christendom.
那什么意思呢？那就是说基督教已经变成国度了。
And now that the Christianity has become the kingdom.
请记得，真正的国度的实际。
The true practical.
哪些那些蒙恩得救的人
？Are those who are truly saved.
但是弟兄姊妹，到了第二个比喻的时候，
when you come to the second parable,
你看见说有麦子也有败子。
We know that at the same time there's a wheat and a tares.
神的旨意是什么
？What is the will of God?
让两个一起长。
That to allow two of them to grow together.
弟兄姊妹，所以你看见今天的外表。
And so today, when we observe
基督教的外表
the outward appearance of Christianity,
就是第二个比喻
and that is the second
神让他们一起长
who allows them to grow together?
那谁是真的麦子呢
and who is the true wheat?
谁是真的败子呢
and who belongs to the wheat?
等到麦子快成熟的时候
when the wheat is about to ripe,
它就垂下来了
and we know we will droop
而败子是一直长上去
but the tares will continue to grow upwardly
但是不要紧
doesn't matter
圣经告诉我们说到了世界的末了
Bible tells us come to the end of the world
那就是收割的时候
And that is the time of harvest
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
收割是和成熟发生关系
And we know that harvest is associated with maturity
收割什么意思
What does it mean by harvest?
就是离开这个农场
And we know that harvest means that you will leave the ground
把它放在家里
And that is to keep it in your home
你懂的意思吗
Can you understand?
我们今天神把我们种在地上
And now God has put us on the,
这什么意思这什么意思这就是神把我们种在这里
that God has planted us here.
但是我们成熟了以后怎么
the moment we reach the maturity,
他把我们割起来
that we will be harvested,
放在他的家里
that he will place us in his house,
他的家在天上
and that his house is in heaven. 你
把这些麦子放在天上
and he put all these things in heaven.
这什么
What does it mean?
这就是圣经的 rapture 被提
And that is meant by rapture in the Bible.
所以我们讲教会被提
And we talk about the rapture of the
圣徒被提
talk about the rapture.
哦，我们真的面红耳赤
And we will all be flat.
到底我们什么时候被提
When are we raptured?
你忘记了
Let's
被提和成熟发生关系
You know that rapture has something to do with maturity.
你明白吗？如果你明白为什么被提
You understand the meaning of rapture.